Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi today. And this weekend, we got a giant show. The new Christmas CD out right now by KC and the Sunshine Band, and it is fantastic. You got to hear it. Mark Spitz will be joining us, of course, an Olympic gold medalist. Newt Gingrich will be back on the show talking about a brand new book he has out right now. Did you know that December is Military Family Month? Every month should be. Captain Bridget Miller and her husband Nathaniel will be here to talk about it. Then we have next hour John Viner, one of the classic comedians in our time, with a new book, Mr. Viner, 5 minutes, please. The son of Dan Blocker, Dirk Blocker, with a new children's book. Jordan Hembrow with a show that's going to be on the History Channel called The Toys That Built America. And Jessica Nazai. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi today.
I used to hate the worn-out plastic mat under my office chair. It dented and cracked, and it was uncomfortable to roll on. And then I found the premium alternative, a glass chair mat by Vitraza. I liked it so much, I bought the company. I'm George Pardo, president of Vitraza. Our glass chair mats are made of super strong glass and protected with a nanotech coating, so you'll always get a smooth, easy glide. And they're beautiful. Tired of replacing plastic mats? I promise, this is your last chair mat. We give you a lifetime warranty. Comfort, style, durability. A Vitraza glass chair mat will completely transform your workspace, home office, or office. Order online at Vitraza.com. That's V-I-T-R-A-Z-Z-A.com. We stock 18 popular glass chair mat sizes, and shipping is free. Get the look you deserve and get 10% off any glass chair mat with promo code George at Vitraza.com.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
They told me, ba-da-ba-ba-bum, a newborn king to see, ba-da-ba-ba-bum, our finest gifts we bring, ba-da-ba-ba-bum, to lay before the king.
Gotta guess who that is. You'll be surprised when you find out. Now, here's the surprising part, okay? Now, this is from a brand new CD of 12 new cuts. Actually, there's some new and some traditional done by a group that absolutely is fantastic, but I think this might be their first venture into this. Joining us right now is our pal who's been with us three times just this year. It's always good to have from KC and the Sunshine Band. KC, Merry Christmas to you, my friend.
Merry Christmas to you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Is this not the first time you've done this, KC?
It is. We've been doing a couple of the songs that are on the album in live shows for quite a few years now, and I just decided to finally, you know, go ahead and put out a Christmas CD. I never had done one, always thought of doing one. And I've just been in this creative mode the last couple of years or whatever, so it's really, I guess the timing was right, you know. I mean, this is the first one, and maybe I'll do a follow-up at some point.
Well, you know, the first I heard of this, the first thing that came to my mind is what a year. Because the last time we talked about your CD that retook all of the songs from the 60s that you like.
Correct.
I remember the great version you did of the song that you and I both like, Oh, How Happy.
Yes.
And, you know, that was such a great CD, continues to bring back memories. And now here we are at the end of the year, and you surprise us again with another piece of work that is different than what we're used to hearing from Casey and the Sunshine Band.
It is. I mean, I'm exploring a lot of different areas and things that I haven't ever done before, going a little bit out of the box.
Yeah, great.
I think it's very what Casey and the Sunshine Band is, actually, the whole album. And, you know, there's a bunch of original stuff that's getting ready to come out soon that's that teeters on out of the box, too. And I'm just in a creative mode, and there's a lot of stuff to come, a lot of stuff.
That's so good to hear. Now, let's talk about some of the songs on the CD. Now, you have some of the traditional holiday favorites, including
yes.
The Little Drummer Boy. I love your version of it. Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Then we go beyond that with some new stuff, songs that you've written, like Jingle Bell Boogie, the
right.
After Christmas song. I love the name of that, the After Christmas song.
Yeah, I kept thinking, you know, there's not a song for after Christmas when Christmas is all done and everything. So it just kind of popped into my head. I said, yeah, I'm going to write a song called the After Christmas song.
What time of the year did you do this? Did you do this a few months back?
I started it in January of this year.
Okay, so the reason I asked that question is because a lot of times people used to tell me when they do Christmas CDs, like Andy Williams told me, what he would do is he'd do it like, you know, like in July. And so they would
right.
like decorate the studio in Christmas and have hot chocolate and decorations and everything else, then get out and get in his convertible and go home. But you living in Miami, getting your convertible and go home even during Christmas.
Correct. Yeah, there's we didn't decorate the studio or anything like that because it was just a process over, you know, 8 months or whatever it was, 7 months. It was just fun doing it. It was fun putting the whole project together. I kind of got a little crunched near the end and wasn't even able to record a few more songs that I really wanted to be on the album. I was very pleased with, you know, the way it turned out and had a lot of fun doing it. And it was just a great project. And I'm really happy about it.
I am too. And not because we've been friends for a long time, ever since our meeting at the Atlantis, but the fact of the matter is I'm excited about what you've been doing. The 60s, as I mentioned earlier, the CD is great. I mean, you've done a great
Thank
job
you.
On some of the traditional songs. In this Christmas CD, you have the Unity on the Bay Choir from South Florida doing the background chorus.
I do. I actually brought them in on the 60s album. They sang on Blowing in the Wind from that album with me. I was introduced to them through Terry DeSario about 3 or 4 years ago, and we did a little thing at their church or whatever, her and I, and it was the first time we had sung together in over 30-some-odd years, and they were just a great group of individuals or people, so it was just natural for me to call them and ask them to come sing on this album with me.
Mm-hmm. I think it sounds great. I mean, I love this thing. I've been playing it since I got it, and it's really done very,
Thank
very
you.
Well, and it was recorded down in your hometown of Miami.
Yes.
Now, I heard a rumor that this whole thing came about by a buddy of yours saying to you, you know, there's never been a Christmas CD done the Sunshine Band style. And that was the beginning of this.
He actually said, why don't you write a song like Jingle Bell Boogie or something like that? And I thought, well, that's an interesting title. I love that title. And so right away, within like an hour or two, I had written the song. I think I was on a plane, airplane somewhere, headed somewhere. And I sent the melody to a friend of mine in the UK who does production, and he did up a track for me or whatever. He sent the track back over to me, then I brought the band in and we played on top of the track, and voila.
Voila.
Jingle Bell Boogie was born and the Christmas album.
Wouldn't it be something like if 50, 60 years from now, all of these songs, including the After Christmas song, I love that. And Jingle Bell Boogie became a classic, like White Christmas. I mean, and your legacy would go on.
Oh, that would be great.
That would be great. That'd be great.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, very good. What is the website again?
It's heykcsb.com or kcandthesunshineband.com.
What are you going to do for the holidays, Casey?
I'm having just my normal visiting with friends and stuff like that. And then Christmas night, I have a huge annual Christmas party at my house. It started about 4 or 5 years ago, and because I figured nobody has anything to do Christmas night, so I throw a big Christmas party on Christmas night.
Great idea. Now, again, I want to mention the fact that the new CD is A Sunshine Christmas. Great name for it, because not only is it part of the band's name, but it comes from the Sunshine City of Miami.
Right, and the song on there that's called A Sunshine Christmas, I was thinking, you know, here's this song called White Christmas, and it's like written about, you know, living with, you know, being, having, you know, a white Christmas, but some of us in South Florida and other places around the world, we don't ever have a white Christmas. We have a sunshine Christmas. So that's kind of what that song is. It's kind of a take on white Christmas, but it's a sunshine Christmas. It's what we see on Christmas Day and what we feel.
Now, Casey, I've been down in Florida for 30 years. I know you've been down here your entire life. Have you ever spent a Christmas in the snow?
I have. I mean, I've traveled a lot. My sister lives in Maryland. I have spent Christmas in the snow, and it's I love the snow. I don't get to see a whole lot of it down here, that's all.
You only love it until...
And it's great to visit.
Yeah, that's it. You only love it till about December 26th, and then that's about it. Then
right.
Back to the sunshine. Well, Casey, I urge everybody to go out and get your CD, and it's available on iTunes, Amazon, all over the place. It's called A Sunshine Christmas. It is the very first Christmas CD of our friend Casey and the Sunshine Band, and I will attest to this because we're playing it on the show. It is done very good. It brings the spirit of Christmas and a happy, joyful feeling when you listen to it. That's the most important part.
Thank you. That's the whole idea of it.
Well, Casey, you know I don't have to tell you this. You're always welcome here. Have a marvelous Christmas and a happy new year, my friend. And
thank you. Same to you.
Thanks for your friendship and so many hours of great listening.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey.
Bye.
Our guest, Casey, from Casey and the Sunshine Band. New CD out right now, a Christmas album entitled A Sunshine Christmas from KC and the Sunshine Band. Well, I tell you, you talk about something revolutionary.
Thank you, and have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You too, and we'll talk in the new year. KC.
Merry Christmas.
Said the night wind to the little lass, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lass, do you see what I see? A spark, dancing in the night with a tail as big as a kite. With a tail as big as a kite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi today. Well, I think in the 30 years I've been doing this nationally syndicated show, this is the first time our next guest has been with us. And boy, I tell you, he's probably one of the most recognized Olympian stars ever in the history of Olympics. He's just unbelievable. If we ran down everything that he did as an Olympian, we would be here forever and ever and ever. Bringing on board right now to talk about a very important project is Mark Spitz. Hi, Mark. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
I don't believe that we've gone all this time without having you here, but let's not let that happen again. Okay. Let's talk about something that you're involved with that I found fascinating. It's called HEFF. H-E-F-F, the Holocaust Education Film Foundation, a nonprofit organization of which you are not only a spokesperson, but on the board of directors. Tell us about it, Mark, because when I read through this, this is something that is long, long overdue.
Well, it's an organization that's aimed at preserving the impactful stories of the Holocaust survivors and through film and documentary form. There aren't that many survivors left, and time is of the essence, and so we're trying to get their stories told. And they're quite compelling. More importantly, it's how they've actually survived over the last 40 or 50 years, and how they've actually been positive to their community and themselves and people that they've touched and reached. And their stories are real, and it's a very visceral experience, these documentaries. They're almost an hour long, and they tell the story. We supplement them with actual footage of the horrific things that happened along the way. Of how we tell their stories.
You know, I think one of the problems we have in this country, and I'm not trying to be a philosopher by no means, Mark, but there are so many young people, and not, maybe not so much the baby boomers, but certainly the millennials, that don't even know about the Holocaust. They hear about it. They hear the name, okay, but they really don't know what it's about. This is something that we must never, ever forget, and I'm assuming that this vehicle accomplished this memory in the minds of generations to come.
Well, that's the whole purpose. I mean, there's a lot of naysayers that say that it didn't happen, or it's hard to try to understand how somebody can see something that basically is not only in the documentary, but real footage of, you know, thousands of people in massive graves and the horrific things that have been told about what happened in those concentration camps, of being the deniers that that's never happened. And like you just said, there's new generations that are not told about the story. It's almost like a byline. Well, in World War II, there was the Germans, and they had this thing called the Holocaust, and it was concentration camps, and 6 million people died, and that's it. And then they go on to, you know, the next, you know, soundbite. And that's very unfortunate, because these things are real, and people are being persecuted and killed, you know, even today as we speak, in smaller versions of Holocaust. And so these stories are important that they tell, and the impact that we try not to let these stories die, and that we don't want this to happen again, anybody for that matter.
Sure. You know, it's amazing to me that there are people that are living and breathing that deny this. I mean, that to me is unbelievable. You have different segments. For example, I know you tell a story called the Joe Ingles story. Two that I found fascinating is the Dr. Susan Spatz story, and also a very famous television actor called From Holocaust to Hollywood, the Robert Clary story, which is the story about Robert Clary, who played on Hogan's Heroes, which always amazed me that he played on a show that was about the Second World War in Germany. But these are stories that are true and that are very mind-boggling and emotional to watch. Where can we see these? I mean, when you get this series put together, as you have already started, where are they available to view, Mark?
Well, a company called Dreamscape Media has basically been able to distribute these. And you can find these films on DVDs on Amazon and other outlets to be viewed. And also, they can be downloaded from educational purposes, and schools can download these things and look at them for viewing, for teaching about what took place through these storytelling vehicles that we have. It's funny you mentioned about the Robert Clary. I mean, ironically, in Hogan's Heroes, he played a POW prisoner.
Yeah.
Well, this was life imitating, you know, what really did happen to him. Being in a POW camp was terrible, I'm sure, but not as horrific as actually he lived in a concentration camp. And, you know, the Joe Ingles story, that, I mean, this guy basically took a leap off of a train to save himself. And had he not taken that leap, his story would have not been told, because he was being transported from one concentration to another to basically be exterminated. You can't believe that these things happen, let alone we're trying to capture their stories.
You know, you talk about writing a book and being therapeutic. I wonder how Robert did this part that was so serious in his real life and then portrayed it as a comedy on television. I can't even imagine that transition.
Well, it's funny, because I met him during the filming of the documentary and spent quite a bit of time with him, and he is actually quite a character and comic. I mean, and I think that part of his personality has been to make it comical because of the seriousness of it. It would be too sad if he took a different direction. So his life has been structured based on how he's been able to survive and basically give back to not only himself as living a fulfilling life, but one that everybody that he touches knows about these stories, and he was also quick and happy to be able to do a documentary about his story.
Yeah, it's amazing. And we're running out of time. I mean, we're running out of time to be able to talk to these survivors before they're all gone and we can't get it firsthand. So this is very important. And, Mark, congratulations, not only your terrific career, but being part of the board of directors of the Holocaust Education Film Foundation. Is there a website we can go to, Mark?
Exactly what you just said. It's the Holocaust Education Film Foundation.com.
Great. Mark, do me a favor. Please come back. Don't be a stranger here. You're a great guest and athlete.
Okay, well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it so much.
Thank you, Mark. Our very special guest is one unbelievable gentleman. We all recognize him, as I mentioned in the introduction, probably one of the most recognized personalities when it comes to the Olympics, where he won his 7th swimming gold medal and established 7 world records in the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich. He had captured the admiration of millions of people around the world who has seen his incredible performances on television, went on to work for ABC Sports in 1976, worked on many sporting presentations, including the coverage of the 76 Olympic Games in Montreal and the 84 Olympic Games in Los Angeles, and in 2000 was voted the Athlete of the Century in water sports and was one of the 6 best Olympians of the century voted by Sports Illustrated magazine. Quite a man, there is no question about it, and that is Mark Spitz, again on the board of directors of the Holocaust Education Film Foundation, HEFF, H-E-F-F. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world on our show, which, by the way, you can check out our latest program if you go to our website, ronsegi.com. That's ronsegi.com. When you get there, hit the icon that says Listen Live, and you can hear our latest show on demand 24/7. Plus, if you hit the Facebook icon, you and I can become friends on Facebook. And to learn about our concert series, check SegiSings.com. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New concerns about COVID-19 now that a new variant has been discovered, and many are concerned it's going to be a fast spreader. Dr. Anthony Fauci telling Weekend Today it would not surprise him if this new Omicron variant is already in the United States. Starting Monday, the Biden administration is closing America's borders to travelers from 8 African nations. It was first detected in South Africa, so that's why they're targeting that portion of the world for now. The World Health Organization officially naming the Omicron variant and calling it a variant of concern, though officially no cases have been identified yet in the United States. The Supreme Court will hear arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
across the USA and around the world, and on Armed Forces Radio. You are listening to Ron Sedgie today. We always enjoy when our next guest is here. He was with us a couple of weeks back talking about his new book that's out right now, and we're going to continue that conversation with the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, 2012 presidential candidate, chairman of Gingrich 360, Fox News contributor and author of over 41 books. Joining us right now is Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, welcome back. It's always good to have you here, my friend.
Well, it's great to talk with you and to know that you're out there reaching our troops and people who are protecting America all around the world. So I'm delighted to be with you.
Well, I tell you something, that is such an important aspect of what we do, and I appreciate you mentioning that, too. The last time we talked about the book, which is out right now, ladies and gentlemen, very, very good read, Beyond Biden, Rebuilding the America We Love, we were talking about how fast it took Ronald Reagan to turn it around on his inauguration day because of the hostages that were being held up till that point in the Carter administration. And I had asked you, could that be possible to do if we ever get to another administration, to turn around quickly all of the problems that we've incurred over the past 11 months?
Yeah, I think if you look both at Giuliani in New York, where he turned around the crime problem, the first phase was about 2 or 3 months after he became mayor, and by the end of the first year, they had reduced the murder rate by 14%. If you look at Reagan, it took about 2.5 years for Reagan to really dramatically turn the country and get us back into prosperity and into growth. That's why he could run for re-election on the theme of mourning in America, because people felt good. You know, they thought it had worked. So I would say that the degree to which this administration is so bad at implementation, so utterly incompetent, that whether it's controlling the border or getting out of Afghanistan or dealing with crime, we just go down the list. I think that a competent, solid administrator would, in fact, turn the thing around. It would probably take a year to a year and a half, but I think you'd actually see the initial effects the day after the election. And that's what happened in 16, that the minute it was clear that Hillary was not going to be president, things got better.
Yeah. You know, why are Americans doing this? And I'm not talking about all Americans. I mean talking about the Americans that are responsible for those well-financed forces that are working what I feel, and I think the majority of the people feel, are not in the positive sense to the benefit of the citizens of this country. What is their end goal? Because the last time we chatted, I mentioned the fact that if you have somebody that has a lot of money invested in turning this negativism into reality, at the end game, what do they get out of it if indeed we are overtaken by a foreign power? I mean, they're not going to be around.
Well, the whole nature of our current crisis in dealing with China is beyond the comprehension of most left-wingers. I tell people, to understand how the left deals with violent crime, like murders, which have gone up faster in the last year than any time in American history, or deals with terrorism, or deals with the threat of violence from a place like China, you have to imagine that they saw The Lion King as a documentary, and they actually think that lions and zebras sing and dance together. And that gives you a better sense of the fantasy they live in. They can't come to grips with how real these problems are. And as long as they're paying off their union allies and they are taking care of their left-wing radical friends, they get to go to cocktail parties where they feel good, even if in the middle of it, we're in the middle of just a total disaster.
Why doesn't big business, why doesn't people like General Motors, Ford Motor Company, Hewlett-Packard, why don't these people who are obviously going to be taking a hit and have been taking a hit over the past 12 months, why don't they speak up? I mean, these are the people with the money.
I think that a lot of people who have money have so much money they don't care. I mean, first of all, no billionaire thinks their taxes are going to go up in a way that matters to them. That's why they have lawyers and accountants. And so they think it's all a joke. That's why AOC could go to the Metropolitan Gala Ball wearing a dress that said tax the rich. And all the rich people she was surrounded by thought she was cute. They didn't think she was a threat.
Right.
They thought she was cute because they know it wasn't going to happen. And one of the basic goals of the Big Rich is to make sure that the rest of us are trapped into policies that actually raise our taxes while being told it's going to raise the richest taxes. And as you know, in the bill that they just passed in the House, they actually increased it, a huge tax break for the rich. And it gave them, I think the average rich person in a place like New York State made about $80,000 or $90,000 a year out of that bill, while it was raising the cost of living for every other American. I mean, it's a total fantasy to think that the left wing is anti-rich. They're in collusion with the rich.
Beyond Biden, Rebuilding the America We Love is the book we're talking about. Our guest, of course, is Newt Gingrich. Mr. Speaker, hypothetically, if you were a Democrat right now in office in Congress, Senate, okay, what would you do if you're a Democrat now? Because let's take into consideration, if you went back to a Democratic district, you might be the hero. Okay, I don't know if that would be the case anymore, looking at the Democratic approval ratings of the president. But you are obviously, you know, in a position where you might be able to change the whole picture, because there's a lot of sheep following Pelosi. What do you do if you're a Democrat and you want to stay in office?
Well, I mean, the person I probably would be most like is Manchin.
Right. Right.
Manchin is from a conservative state. He's had the guts to stand up to amazing pressure. And for that matter, Sinema is equally courageous. I mean, you know, imagine that your opponents actually follow you into the ladies' room to harass you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something sick about this whole process right now. I was very close to Zell Miller when he was governor and then when he was senator. And Zell called me one day and asked me to come to lunch. And said he wanted to apologize to me. And I said, what are you talking about? He said, for years you came back and told us how bad the Democratic caucus was, and I thought you were just being a partisan. He said, I've been serving here for 2 years, and they are worse than you said they were. And he said, I've told my wife, Shirley, I won't go to the meetings anymore. And he ended up endorsing George W. Bush in 2004, even though he was a Democrat, because he was just so fed up with how far to the left the Democratic Party had gone. That was 17 years ago, and they're now further to the left than they were when they disgusted Zell Miller. So I think, you know, if I magically showed up as a Democrat, I'd last about 2 minutes, and I would have to shift parties just to survive.
You think you'll last 2 minutes?
Oh, yeah, I think I'd last at least 2 minutes. So the length of time it took me to walk over to McCarthy's office and switch.
Now, let's talk about this controversy that's of late of the vice president. Is Biden afraid to take any action on that because of the feedback he would get from the black demographic and also the female?
Well, what's he going to do?
I don't know.
She is the vice president. She's in office. There's a URL that has 10 hours of her laughing. Somebody went out and actually clipped every single interview where she laughed, put them all together. And they have, I mean, somebody said to me, it's a great way to punish your children if they're really bad. They have to listen to 30 minutes of Kamala Harris laughing. She's clearly incompetent. She clearly is incapable of being president. She is the vice president. She's a fact. And I don't think Biden can do anything about it.
No.
I mean, there are no provisions. I mean, theoretically, you could impeach, but she's not going to get impeached. So she's there. She's going to be there for 4 years. I don't think she'll survive after 4 years. I don't think Biden will survive it. I think both of them are in for a one-term experience.
Yeah.
I agree that she's really bad. I think she is the best insurance policy Biden has. Because whatever he does is bad, she's worse.
Yeah.
So, but I don't see any of that changing until the election of 2024.
Well, the insurance policy that you mentioned is absolutely the case. And I think the Democrats at this time are worried about who they're going to put in a 2024 candidate position, because they got nothing to work with in 3 years. You know, Speaker, I could talk to you for hours on end. And one day I'm going to corral you into lunch or dinner and do just that. But the name of the book is Beyond Biden, Rebuilding the America We Love. I've read this book twice, Mr. Speaker. It is excellent. And anytime you want to come back with more time that you have available and chat more about it, we'd love to have you here. We really would.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Look forward to it, too. Happy holiday, my friend. Our guest has been the former Speaker of the House, 2012 presidential candidate, chairman of Gingrich 360, a Fox News contributor and author, Newt Gingrich. There's more to come with Ron Segee today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Across the USA and around the world, and on Armed Forces Radio, you are listening to Ron Segi today. Very important subject we're going to be talking about. I did not know that this is Military Family Month. Every month should be Military Family Month. Military families are known for the many sacrifices that they make to support their loved ones who serve in our country. That's why it's so important to recognize them at this time. Joining us right now is Captain Bridget Miller from the United States Army Reserve and her husband, Nathaniel. Captain Nathaniel, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us and to both of you for your service to the country.
Well, thank you for having us, Ron, and we appreciate the support.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, let's talk a little bit about, Captain, your childhood, all right? You grew up in a military family. There are nine children.
I did.
Seven of the nine children answered the nation's call, and your father was a master sergeant serving 33 years of service, so you know what it's like to be on a military base for a long, long time. But your dad said, you can go into the service, but you got to make me one promise, one stipulation, you had to be the first officer in the family. Why did he say that?
Honestly, my dad was all about challenging me, and I think he was just messing with me, but on a serious note, though, I think he thought I could do it, and he wanted me to see me try.
And you did.
We did. Yeah. No, absolutely. And it's been a great opportunity, and we've been nothing but blessed through this career.
Now, both of you have served in the military, and Nathaniel, the significance of Family Month and what it means as far as military families are concerned, and as I mentioned in the introduction, it should be every month. How difficult is it when both members of the family are in the military, and in your particular case, you have three children, young children, and not having a parent at home or one parent at a time is sometimes very challenging, is it not?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. When she's gone, it's a 24-hour job. I don't get a break. It's fine for a day, but after that, you're just exhausted.
So how do you handle that? Because I know that you were, unfortunately, injured overseas and released from the Warrior Transition Unit at Fort Campbell and assigned to an inactive readiness reserve that provided you the opportunity to be with your three children. I don't want to say this and mean anything other than what it is. When a gentleman goes into the service and the mom is home with the children, they handle it much better, Nathaniel. Let's face it, okay? I mean, if you believe, my life would just go to the grocery store. I was in turmoil for two sons, all right? But when the wife leaves, it's really a challenge, is it not?
Yeah, I try to run a tight ship. We have a 6-year-old, a 4-year-old, and an 11-month-old. One boy, two girls. Yeah, you gotta stay on top of discipline. You gotta make sure they also felt love. My wife is an amazing nurturer, and I'm not. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you step out of line, and I'm like, okay, you know, turn on the army switch.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but we're getting through it. This month especially is nice because I'm at home all day, and sometimes I feel forgotten, and I'm sure a lot of spouses do at home. But the army is recognizing us, and they understand that their soldiers can't do what they do without the support at home.
Captain, I'm sure that your mom, Mary, as was my mother's name was Mary too, had a challenge with 9 children while your father was gone.
Absolutely. She's pretty much the pillar of comparison there. Dad was a bachelor for most of his career because they just made a decision as a couple that they were not going to uproot us every time our dad would go. And I think that was hard. You know, we were up in the mountains, and, you know, one blinking traffic light and no cell phone towers. So it was really just her against the elements. She was just an incredible woman, my mother is.
What kind of advice, Captain, do you give people who see the situation you are in, a professional military, your husband was in professional military, raising a family, and the advice that you would give? Because it is a very difficult life, and I got to tell you something. I commend both of you because you are serving our country. You are serving as parents. It's just a remarkable accomplishment, and I give you all kinds of honors and praise because it's not an easy road, and you're doing it for us.
I appreciate it, Ron. Really, bottom line up front, you got to take the moment whenever possible to express gratitude to all your loved ones. They support us, the soldiers. I mean, my husband and our spouses and these military families, they're the backbone of our military. And choosing to serve while having a family really means the whole family is serving, you know. It's all hands on deck. And really, we thank you for allowing us this opportunity on your show to thank our military families for their tremendous contribution, their strength and dedication in supporting our service members and ultimately our nation.
Oh, yeah.
We do want to be, with it being the holiday season, Ron, we would like to stress for all those serving and their families that there are links available for benefits and aid that can be found at Military OneSource. In addition to our main website, usarmy.army.mil.
What are some of the services available to support Army Reserve families?
The first one that stands out to me is they offer tutoring and homework help. Our son James is 6, first grade, and he's already bringing home homework that's questionable for me. I know it's not going to get any easier, and his homework's going to be more difficult as the years go by, and not just him, but then our middle, Ava, she's going to bring it home, and eventually Emma. It's hard to spend all that time, energy on one child and also take care of the other two. So the tutoring would really, really help with that. Then there's also child care support. I'm kind of questioning whether we should have used that today. Because I don't know if you can hear in the background, but the kids are having their own little battle royale behind us. There's also employment and education, scholarship programs, and healthcare assistance.
Do you run your home like, Captain, your parents did, where Nathaniel and the boys and girls stay at their house, they don't go travel with you?
No, actually, Daniel and I made that decision when he was going to stay home with the family, that we're big Bible in the chapter of Ruth. Chapter 119, where you go, I go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of been our model throughout our marriage. And I think it matters to us, and we've been blessed with opportunities that allow us to keep the family together. And as long, God willing, as long as we can do it, that's what we're going to do.
That's great. Where can we go for more information to learn more about this and help in any way, shape, or form we can? Because I do a concert series singing, and I always end my show with a saying, and that is, the most important resources we have in this country are our military and our youth. And if it wasn't for the military, our youth would have had no yesterdays, todays, or tomorrow. So to both of you, thank you so much again for your service. And where can we go for more information?
Absolutely. Interested, please visit the usar.army.mil. So many ways there to see how to serve your country and the career opportunities that are available in the Army Reserve.
Captain Nathaniel, thank you both. Happy holiday. I hope your family are real close together for the holiday season. God bless both of you, and thank you for everything that you have done and the sacrifices you have made.
Thank you so much for having us, Ron.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you, too. Our guests have been Captain Bridget Miller from the U.S. Army Reserve and her husband Nathaniel. Both have served in the military, and they are working together during this month, which is Military Family Month. That should be every month, every day, every minute. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call
right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. 800-876-9035. That's 800-876-9035.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this first hour, KC of KC and the Sunshine Band, Mark Spitz, Newt Gingrich, and Captain Bridget Miller and her husband Nathaniel. This month is National Military Family Month. Next hour, comedian John Biner will be joining us. He's got a new book called 5 Minutes, Mr. Biner. Dirk Blocker will be here. He's got a brand new children's book out. Of course, he is the son of Dan Blocker. Jordan Hembrough will be joining us. His show on the History Channel is a series called The Toys That Built America. And Jessica Nazari, who is a TV host and tech expert. And that's coming up next hour with Ron Sedgy today.